Hello, hello, and welcome to the first ever episode of the 7-Year Podcast. Today, Shahid and I will be talking about the murder case of Violet Heathen, a 49-year-old Indigenous woman.
But before we get started, here's a message from today's sponsor, Vancity.
Vancity has been working shoulder to shoulder with the Indigenous community since the opening in 1946. Vancity's mission is to reconcile with the Indigenous community financially. Reconciliation is one of Vancity's core organizational values.
Vancity believes it is unacceptable that some members of the Indigenous community face systematic barriers to receive basic banking, such as opening an account or qualifying for loans or mortgages.
So with the help of Vancity, we are making the world more inclusive towards our Indigenous community. This story is based on the missing and murder case of Violet Heathen, a 49-year-old Indigenous woman being one of the two victims in the Onion Lake murder case.
Violet Heathen last seen in May 2009 in Onion Lake, Saskatchewan. Violet met Gordon Rogers, a Red Deer local at Lloydminster Bar, with Rogers knowing Violet to an extent, Rogers living in the city of Lloydminster, Saskatchewan for work and living inside a trailer.
Violet was not the only victim of the Onion Lake cases. Jeanette Chief, also an Onion Lake Cree resident, went missing after last being seen at the Lloydminster Hotel 2 years apart from the death of Violet Heathen.
Violet's case wasn't closed until March 2016, leaving a 7-year gap in between her death and her killing being convicted of the murder of her and Jeanette Chief. Violet's sister believed that the case has only been solved because it was not a first priority, but more a second for media and authorities.
The case starts on May 16th, 2009, when Violet Heathen goes missing for the first time. With nothing being brought up until 6 months later, when her skull was found 10 kilometers away from the Lloydminster, her skull was found preceding to the rest of her body being found later. But the main takeaway is that the thing found was only somewhat of her decomposed skull 6 months death.
With only the skull being found, brings suspicion of the case as it was hard to put a killer onto the case because he left barely any trace with only a skull 10 kilometers away from her hometown.
With the killer being a 61-year-old Lloydminster resident, Gordon Rogers, this wasn't the only time Gordon Rogers has left his victim's body in random cities. Jeanette Chief, another Cree Onion Lake resident, was found in June 2007, nearly 2 years before the discovery of Violet Heathen's skull. Chief went missing, and her body was found 4 days later in a rural area, only 57 kilometers from the Lloydminster Hotel, where she first went missing.
Roger left Jeanette Chief in a rural area of Saskatchewan, only 57 kilometers away from Onion Lake. Chief going missing after leaving a Lloydminster bar, and her body being found only 4 days later in a rural area of Saskatchewan, it raises questions. Violet was known as a kind and loving person, so it raises a question of why Roger would take her missing so suddenly. Roger would follow the same path of two Indigenous women we had murdered in Saskatchewan. Roger would try for the death of Violet and Jeanette Chief in 2016, finally giving closure to Violet's and Jeanette's family. With the case being closed for Violet Heathen, Roger met her at the Lloydminster Bar and Jeanette Chief met Roger at the Lloydminster Hotel.
In the Cree culture, the family should go to a place where their family member passed away, offering things of their spirit, and Violet's sisters said that this is hard when they didn't know where she passed or are simply not allowed by the rules. Violet was last seen getting into a truck outside the bar she was at. Some believe the truck was Rogers, but wouldn't make sense as people would see him, resulting in less time between her disappearance and her case being solved.
Violet's family said, "I know when other people go missing. The media is right there. The helicopter is right there. The police officer is right there. It's reported on national news across Canada. But for Violet, the family did not see such response. This is probably due to the fact that she is an Indigenous woman. With there being a pattern of cases involving women of color not getting nearly the amount of attention when a white woman gets kidnapped or murdered."
With the case being solved 7 years after she went missing, it leads to the question, why and how? If the case was opened in 2009 and the body of Jeanette Chief was being found 2 years in advance, What took the RCMP and authorities so long?
Rogers had a quote-unquote weak relationship with Violet, which would make his plan to kidnap and kill her premeditated. A premeditated case against Rogers would only make sense given that he knew Violet and probably knew how she could be taken advantage of or she is vulnerable.
The question that we have is, why would he coincidentally kidnap and murder two Cree women who are close in age and are from the same town? Rogers probably found that it was easier to quote-unquote get away with the murders of the indigenous woman due to the cases only getting very minimal attention.
The case of indigenous women going missing isn't something new to Canada. The Highway to Tears in northern British Columbia has dozens of cases of missing indigenous women on the highway dating back to the 70s. The Highway of Tears that is famous for women going missing who are hitchhiking, walking, or many other ways just going down the highway.
With this topic being talked about in the podcast, me and Shaheen would like to talk about a way we can bring attention towards the missing and murdered indigenous women.
We call upon the federal government in consultation with indigenous organizations to appoint the public inquiry into cases of and remedies of disappropriated victimization of indigenous women and girls. The inquiry's mandate would include the investigation into missing and murdered indigenous women and girls.
With the problem being lack of attention in this case, it's not just speculative. It's something that has been proven throughout the years, with newer cases getting some more attention. Going forward, cases being treated like a second priority should not be happening.
Looks like that's it for today's episode of the 7-Year Podcast, held by yours truly, Shaheen, and my partner, Carter. To conclude everything that happened in this episode, we would just like to shine light on the subjects towards the missing and murdered cases of the Indigenous woman. We would like to thank you, the listener, and the people involved in solving the near cold case of Violet Heathen.